I'm Bob Boylan from All Songs Considered. The following is the audio from our latest Tiny Desk concert. To see the video, subscribe to the All Songs Considered Tiny Desk Concert podcast or go to npr.org/tinydeskconcerts.
Thank you so much. It's great to be here in our nation's capital. And I will sing the first song. It's a good... This, to me, is the morning, I must admit. Probably not for any of you. You've probably been up for hours. But this is a good morning song for me because it's almost like an exercise. Here we go. It's called The Art Teacher. There I was in uniform, looking at the art teacher. I was just a girl then, and never have I loved since then. He was not that much older than I was. He had taken our class to the Metropolitan Museum. He asked us what our favorite work of art was, and never could I tell him it was him. Oh, I wish I could tell him. Oh, I wish I could have told him. I looked at the Rubens and Rembrandts. I like the John Singer Sargents. He told me he liked Turner. And never have I turned since then. No, never have I turned to any other man. This next song is I'm presently promoting my new album Out of the Game that I made. Yes, you may applaud if you wish. And it's a really fun album that Mark Ronson produced, and yeah, it covers a lot of genres of music, one of which is very briefly country. We do one country song, and I'm gonna do that one because it's kind of a country. It's a lazy, hazy day in the South. Somewhat. I mean, we're near the South, right? Southernish. Called Respectable Dive. Let's meet in a respectable dive on a somewhat safe street. Have a beer. We've both kept our eyes on the ball. We know the lyrics to them all.
Respectable die. baby, I love you. And I do not want to lose you. Baby, I love you. And I do not.
One last song here. This is also from Out of the Game, and it's a song I wrote about my well, it's about several people. It's about my daughter, Viva Catherine Wainwright Cohen, and also my fiance, Jorn Weisbrot, whom I'm marrying in August. So I'm still a bachelor. And also, the last verse is about my mother, the great Kate McGarrigle. She enters into this, yes, who unfortunately passed away about 2 years ago. So it sort of brings all of us together. And the song is called Montauk. So here we go.
One day you will come to Montauk and see your dad wearing a kimono and see your other dad pruning roses. Hope you won't turn around and go. One day you will come to Montauk and see your dad playing the piano and see your other dad wearing glasses. Hope that you will want to to stay.
so much. Thank you so much. Now, get back to work. And so will I. Okay, bye. Thank you.